Hello learners, welcome to the smart learning platform of Odisha State Open University. This episode we'll be discussing about contingency theory of leadership. Trait theory and behavioral theory enriched our knowledge about leadership. Now the missing component is situation. In which situation, which type of leaders will be successful? That is brought out by the contingency theory. There are a set of theories coming under contingency theory, or you can say a set of models coming under contingency theory. We'll be discussing few contingency models. Let me start with Fiedler's contingency model. There is a special difference between Fiedler's contingency model and other contingency model. Whereas Fiedler's contingency model considers that you cannot change the leader style. Leader style is fixed. You can change the situation, or depending upon the situation, you can change the leader. Whereas other theories, they consider the leader has to analyze the situation. Based upon his analysis, he has to portray a kind of leadership style which is required. Now in contingency theory, what are the two leadership styles? One is leader task oriented or relationship oriented. A leader can be task oriented, a leader can be relationship oriented. Now a leader cannot change his style. How to find out whether a leader is having task oriented leadership or relationship oriented leadership? For that, he introduced one LPC, least preferred co-worker questionnaire. In this questionnaire, you have to first imagine who is the least preferred co-worker with whom you do not want to work, and then the characteristic of that person. If you are positively analyzing the least preferred co-worker, that means you are appreciating even the least preferred co-worker, then you are a relationship oriented leader. If the least preferred co-worker is analyzed as not a appropriate person having appropriate knowledge, skill, then you are a task oriented leader. So once leadership style is found out, next is we need to find out the situation, whether the situation is favorable, whether the situation is moderate or unfavorable. Now to find out the situation in the organization, Fiedler has taken three components into consideration. First one, leader member relations. In the organization, what is the relation between leader and member, whether the relation is good or relation is not good. Similarly, the task structure. The task structure talks about whether task is structured or unstructured, clearly specified or not specified. The task structure can be, the task can be structured, can be unstructured. The third component is position power, leader and others or the followers. What is the relationship between them? Whether the leader has power, positive power or negative power. Positive power giving promotion, increment, negative power punishment, transfer, demotion or removing from the organization. So if the manager or the leader has these powers, then strong and it can be weak. Whether in power, position power, whether it is strong or weak, you need to find out. Based upon the all the positive side, we will say the organization is having favorable atmosphere, moderate atmosphere or unfavorable. Now in favorable and unfavorable situation, task oriented leader will be successful, whereas in moderate situation, it is relationship oriented leader who will be successful. So after this, Fiedler again came out with a CRT theory, where he discussed, or CRT model, where he discussed stress level and knowledge and experience. If a manager or leader is having knowledge and knowledge as well as experience, what kind of situation he will be fit in. let's say a stressful condition. Do you think a knowledgeable person will be appropriately leading that, or one experienced person? Definitely the answer is experienced person. So experienced person in a stressful condition can lead the organization in a better way, and not so stressful condition, a knowledgeable leader can lead the organization. After that, there are other contingency models like Hersey and Blanchard's situational theory, where the Hersey and Blanchard considered the follower's skill and knowledge. Whether the follower is having ability to do the work, that is the skill and knowledge to do the work, and second part is willingness to do the work. You may find a follower who is having willingness to do but no ability. Willingness, not willingness to do but having ability. Neither willingness nor ability. Willingness as well as ability. These four categories needs four kind of leadership style. So a leader has to first find out what is the quality of the follower. If the follower is having no ability, no willingness, dictatorial kind of things, that means directions. If a leader is having, if the followers are having low ability, high in willingness, then you should be directing as well as supporting them. If the followers are having high knowledge and high willingness, perhaps a leader has no role to play, only to monitor them whether work is progressing in a proper way or not. And if the followers are having high task maturity, low willingness, in that case participatory approach is better. Next one is path goal model. In path goal model, Robert House has talked about path goal model. Path goal model talks about that you have to motivate the followers to and remove all the obstacles to achieve the goal. So in this process, he talked about four type of leadership style: directive, supportive, participative, and achievement oriented. We'll discuss now the last model, that is Broom and Eaton's contingency model. Broom and Eaton, they have taken into consideration the decision making tree for deciding what kind of leadership is required in which position. And based upon this 12 contingencies variable, they have come out with 5 leadership styles. First one, autocratic one, where the leader, whatever available information is with him, he takes a decision. And perhaps here the leader considers supremacy about himself and having high ego, and he never bothers to consult, or he feels that the followers doesn't have or do not have appropriate knowledge, and that's why they are not need to be considered or they are not need to be consulted. Now second one is autocratic two. In autocratic two, the leader asks for information to the subordinates, and while taking a decision, it might be reflected over there, might not be reflected, because this is autocratic two. Then it is consultative one. In consultative one, the leader consults the followers about the suggestions, but finally he takes the decision, and it may be reflecting or not reflecting the proposition of the followers. Consultative two, the leader takes suggestions from the followers, but while taking suggestions, he considers the appropriateness of their suggestions and takes a decision. And finally, it is group. In a group, the leader keeps himself little bit backward, and it is the group or the followers, he helps the followers to participate, to take the decision, and he follows the decision taken by the group. So these are the 5 model or 5 propositions given by Broom and Eaton. Now, you are aware of that which situation, which kind of leadership is required. If you are believing in the first model, the Fiddler's contingency model, you have to change the leader according to the situation, that is easier. And if you choose the leader, want to change the situation, you can do it, but it's difficult. And in other models, it is always better to analyze the situation. It may be the followers, it may be the normal situation prevailing in the organization, and based upon that, you will select appropriate style of leadership to navigate the organization or to take the organization in a proper direction. I hope you have understood the contingency theory of leadership.